So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Simin Shin Pei, and we will do the first three Se'ifim of Simin Shin Pei. This is page 494, which is Resh Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We are holding Resh Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. Echad mibnei ha-chatzar shachach v'lo erev im acherim. If one of the members of the chatzar forgot to participate in the erev, so osar aleihem, it's a problem. He asers on them. So mata kanasim. Actually, before we get to mata kanasim, Mishnah Berurah shachach v'lo erev. It doesn't have to be that he forgot. Even if b'mezid he didn't participate, it's going to cause the same problem. When we say that he asks on them, it means that they're not allowed to carry from their own homes to the chatzar. So you have this guy that didn't participate in the erev. What are we going to do? So matakarasam yivatalem reshuso. He should be mevatel his reshus to the other parties in that chatzer. Sheyomar, he should say to them, Rishusi mevutelus lechem o knuyu lechem. My rishus is bottle to you, or hereby you acquire it. Vein sarach liknos bekinyan sudo. You don't need to do a maisa kinyan with a handkerchief or something. V'yachol levatel af mishetechshach. And you could even do this bittel even after Shabbos has already begun. Mishmur sifkan gimel. Vein sarach liknos bekinyan sudo. Do rak siluk rishus b'alma. Because all you're really doing is you're being mesalik yourself from this property, you're saying that I'm no longer connected to this property, so that I shouldn't be a troublemaker, I shouldn't be causing problems. And that's why you're allowed to do it even after Shabbos already started, because there's no real kinyan taking place. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im dar imar ba'al chamisha, tzarech levatel kol echad ve'echad. If you live with four or five other people in that same chatzer, you need to be mevatel to every single one of them. Shiomer, reshusi mevuteles l'cha u'l'cha, right, to each and every individual. V'yeshom shedai shiomer reshusi mevuteles l'kulchem. But yeshom, that it's good enough to say that my reshus is batel l'kulchem, to all of you. Says the Mishmur l'kol echad ve'echad, v'larmin k'shubitel reshus l'echad me'em, daitel levatel l'kol b'nei chatzer k'dei shlo yasra aleh, ma'shom l'echad me'em. We do not automatically assume that if he says to just one guy that he's being vatal as Roshos, that he's saying, hey, you as the representative of everybody, I'm being vatal Roshos to everybody. We do not assume that automatically. If he's not vatal as Roshos to all of them, then even the one that he was vatal as Roshos to is going to be Aser. And we said that there are those that say that it's good enough to say Roshos Mivutalis Lukulchem. He doesn't have to say L'cha, L'cha, L'cha. That makes sound like the first shita holds that it does not work to say lekulchem. You have to actually identify this guy, that guy, that guy. V'atam kasav v'taz, and the reason the Taz explains mishum to be alma rubo kukulo, because generally we assume that there's a principle in halacha that rubo kukulo, that the majority is like the entire thing. Valkain iomer lekulchem efshar to kavnosu rak al arov mehem. If he's got five people living in the chatzer and he says I am mevatel my reshus lekulchem, maybe he means to three of them, because that's the rove of them, and that would not be enough. Umashkasa mechaber breisha sifra shusim uvutelas lachem hasamari shayirak shnayim. The only time it works to say lachem is if there are only two other people in the chatzer. So then when you say lachem, it's obvious you mean everybody. Uladina masakel yiraba deikr kayesham demani gamsham lekulchem. But la halacha, we paskin, saying lekulchem is good enough. Kolzak shami neged kulam varmer lahem lashon zeb. That only works if they're all present when he says the kulchem. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, in bital reshus stam lo bital reshus shiyesh lo b'chatzer. If you're mevatel your reshus stam without being specific, we assume you're only being mevatel your rights to the chatzer, to the joint property of the chatzer. Hilkachem utarm lo tzimi bateim lechatzer, and that allows the other members of the chatzer to carry things from their homes out into the chatzer. V'gam hu shuho reich bialma, and he who is therefore now only a guest in that chatzer is allowed to carry from their homes to the chatzer. But they and he are both not allowed to carry from his own home into the chatzer, because he was never mevatel the reshus in his own home. Some say you need to put safeguards in place to make sure that nobody carries from his home to the chatzer. They need to lock his house. And if he ever needs to leave his house, he's got to lock the door very quickly behind him. Unlock, leave, lock the door quickly behind him, because no one's allowed to carry anything out of his house. Now, if he says it's stam or before, certainly if he says, I'm only being mevatel my chatzer, then obviously he's only being mevatel his chatzer. Shu areich bialmas, he's only a guest in that chatzer. V'areich einos al b'nei chatzer v'gam heimin emos v'lov. So that doesn't create any problems for anybody else in the chatzer, because no reich doesn't cause any problems. U'kedol b'sov sim shenayim. Mi beso l'chatzer, shari lo batalem rishus beso. But no one's allowed to carry from his house to the chatzer, because he was not mevatel the rishus of his bias. V'gam hu rotzalo m'shosu l'hotzi mi beso l'chatzer shein lo m'ral beso shu kareich bo shari lo bitalem. You cannot call him, if he was not mevatel the rishus in his bias to the other people, then you cannot call him a guest in his bias. So his bias is a real problem. He would not be allowed to carry anything from the bias to the chatzer. And therefore, yesh omrim that shetzarech linol beso. They need to lock his house. Ratzalom k'shalom bitol rishus beso, d'kshbitol mutol l'chadchilos in beso hu ve'em k'moshkos b'sif beis. Now this is talking about where he was not mevatel the rishus of his bias, that's when you would need to lock it. If he was mevatel the rishus of his bias, then there's no problem with carrying from his bias. K'dei shel yavob b'mkom etchak, yesh lusmach lak al shein tzarech nilos bias. In the shas etchak, we could be mekel, like the opinion that says that you don't need to actually lock his house. Sif beis in bitalem gam rishus beso. If he's mevatel is rishus beso as well, mutarin bein hu bein heim lahotzi l'chatzer. Then both he and they are allowed to carry out into the chatzer. Bein mi beso, bein mi batehem. Whether it be from his house or whether it be from their homes. Meaning, if he's not only mevatel is rishus in the chatzer, but he's also mevatel is rishus in his bayis, then everyone's allowed to carry from all of the homes in the chatzer to the chatzer itself. Mishabura Yud Beis, Bein Hu V'chulim Mi Beiso, Hainu Lacha Shechziku Anshei Chatzer Rishuso, Sheyitzu Mi Bateyam L'Chatzer. After the Anshei Chatzer were Machzik in his Rishus, they are now the owners of his Rishus, that they took from their own homes. Meaning, I'm sorry, once they took possession of his rishus, meaning they've already removed things from their own homes to the chatzer. So the kodem shechziku em yotzi mi beis al chatzer as chazum bitulam mele osra le mein alav, because it would be a problem if they had not yet acted on his bitul rishus in the chatzer, and then he carries something from his bayis to the chatzer, because that looks like he's backing out on his bitul rishus. He's saying, "Oh, I know I was in bitul rishus before, but I'm seizing it again by bringing things from my bayis to the chatzer." So therefore they have to first take things from their bayis to the chatzer to show that we've taken that which he has been mevatel. And also he has to be careful not to bring things from the chatzer to his bayis before they took things from the chatzer to their own batim. For the same reason, they need to seize ownership before he does anything from his bias. And the reason for this heter over here in Sif Beis is that once he's mevatel the rishus of even his bias, he's considered a complete oreach in this chatzer, and an oreach never causes any problems. Sif Gimel. If he's not interested in being mevatel his rishus to them, he wants to be maskirit, he wants to rent his rishus to them. There are those that say that works as well. And others say, no, that only works for a guy. That doesn't work for a resident to be maskir his rishus. Says the Mishabur Yud Gimel, that the idea of schirus only works by a guy. So you go to to a hotel or something. So you socher rishus from the owner of the hotel, from the owner of the complex. Of all the common areas in the complex. But that's a special din they made for a guy, not for Yisrael. The achronim work hard to try to figure out why that would be the case. Meaning, we allow bitul rishus by Yisrael. Why wouldn't we allow schirus rishus by Yisrael? Magen Avraham says that on a weekday, for sure you're allowed to be maskir rishus to lo gara mi bittel. Why would that be any worse than bittel? Ela de b'Shabbos asur liskor davi kamekach mimkar. It's only on Shabbos, because that already looks like doing business. Ulinin halacha el yirabba posik dein schirus melas b'Yisrael klal. The el yirabba says we just don't do schirus at all for a Jew. Aval shari achronim akilim azal yinim eichol ka Magen Avraham. But most of the achronim say, like the Magen Avraham, that the only reticence to do schirus rishus with a Jew is only if you're doing doing it on Shabbos, we don't do it. But if you're doing it before Shabbos, then it's perfectly mutter to do schiros rishos with a Jew. So to summarize what we learned today, in Sif Aleph we said that if someone failed to participate in the Erev, it ruins the whole Erev unless he does a bittel rishos, which does not require a kinyan. Then we said that if you're mevatel rishos in only the chatzar, so no one's allowed to carry in or out of his house, and we even go so far as to say that you got to lock the door of his house and only unlock it briefly when he wants to go in or out. And then in Sif Beis we said that if he's mevatel his bayis, not just the chatzar, and as long as the other people seize that property first, then you're allowed to carry freely from all of the houses. And then in Sif Gimel we said that there are two deos, whether schirus rishos works with a Jew or only with a guy, and we assume, like the opinion, that it can work with a Jew as long as it is done during the week and not on Shabbos. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Sif Dalit and we'll finish off the Simon. I'm not sure exactly when next time is going to be. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat for more information. Have a great week, everybody.